Lokho kuphume emhlanganeni obekugqokwe ngabenhlangano ezimele International Republican Institute IRI, yona esekela inhlangano eziningi kwele Zimbabwe emsebenzini wokukhuthaza ukulondolozwa wombuso okhululekileyo wentando kaZulu. Lumhlangano ukhangele kakhulu indlela edala ephalamende yeZimbabwe elisebenza ngayo, ikakhulu ekulolokweni kwemithetho yelizwe engaphambani lesisekelo sombuso. Inhlangano ezizimeleyo zikhuthaze ukuba zibone ukuba amalunga edala ephalamende aqhuba umsebenzi wabo kungelakuyamela icele loba kungenela kukahulumende esebenzisa imithethwandaba. Omunye wabangeleli umhlangano uMnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo uthi kumele amalunga edala ephalamende abekwazi ukuthi umsebenzi wabo ngowani sibisibili.
I-legislator yethu izorubber stampa okuyabe kuvele ngathi kwi-executive, because ungakhangela kaningi-ningi i-legislator bethu abarepresenti abantu kodwa abarepresenti party. I-party ithatha i-legislative agenda from i-executive. As long as i-system yethu inje, abantu kabakho represented.
Siqhubeke sithi udubo lukhona kwamanje ngolokuthi iParliamente yeZimbabwe ipha amandla amaningi kumabandla ezombusazwe.
Fine, abantu ama-legislators siyavotela, but ngesizathu sokuthi ama-legislators abe vele ezinhlanganisweni, i-legislative agenda ivelela ku-executive. Abantu iningi labo babevele ephathini beyiba o-chief.
Lokhu kugcizelwe ngumnumzana Mavela Sikhumalo okade ekhona laye kulo mhlangano emele inhlanganiso ye-Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition SCT, okuhluphayo ukuba uZulu kanalwazi ngomsebenzi wePhalamende.
Hayi, ungenza njani thina ukuze sikwanise uku-influenza meaningfully i-legislative process? So sibona kathesi ukuthi sikhangele ku-workshop lay, kukhona okuningi okufuze sikwenze ukuze i-institution yethu yephalamende ikwanise ukuba effective, njalo ikwanise ukuprotecta i-constitution. Kathesi into esiyibona iprotectwa ngama-partisan interests at the expense of i-constitution yethu.
Omunye njalo okade esemhlanganweni lo, unkosikazi Motsibale Nare, yena ukhala ngokungananzwa kwamazwi abesifazane kwezentuthuko yelizwe.
I-constitution yethu ikhuluma ngokuthi omama labo sokumele bathole amathuba 50-50 alinganayo kwezokubusa and decision making processes. So thina ebesikukhuthaza ukuthi instead of ukuthi bebe bephiwa i-50-50 leziyana, kuqakatheke kakhulu ukuthi bakwanise ukuthi sithole amathuba awe 50-50 nalawo akhulunywayo. So thina ebesikufisa kakhulu ukuthi siyayibona ukuthi i-PR it was a move yokuthi khona njengoba omama bekhanya bebengaphatheki kakhulu kwezombusazwe. So for that it was a good initiative ukubavulela amathuba, but nebe sesikukhangelela ukuthi from there sesifuna-ke ukuthi siqhubeke sikhangelela ukuthi i-constitution ibe implemented ukuthi labo mama bethole ama-50-50 nalawana.
Kodwa umsekeli wabatsha kubandla le-ZANU-PF uMnumzana Mabutho Moyo yena uthi angaboni okusolisayo ngokusebenza kwephalamende yeZimbabwe.
IZimbabwe ile 14 years you know ithole uzibuse, and ngowami umbono mbona nganayi hamba kuhle, sibili sihamba kuhle ngoba
idayela iphalamende lisole kakhulu ngabaningi kumaviki asanda kwedlula ngemva kokuphathiswa umthetho wokuguqula isisekelo sombuso owe-amendment bill number 2 olokhe udala ukuxokozela kuhlangothi lomthethandaba kuze kube manje. Lokhu kugoqela isahluko esiphe amandla kumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukukhetha abahluleli bemthethwandaba yaphezulu, okwenze wangezelela uJustice Luke Malaba eminye iminyaka emihlanu esebenza yena sokumele aye kumhlala phansi. Lokhu kuludaba egudwini ngoba kunje lasemthethandaba kunenhlanganiso eziseleludaba emthethwandaba. Ngomgqibelo odluleyo umthethwandaba we-High Court unqume uvimba uMalaba ukuthi aqhubeke ngomsebenzi, kodwa umphathintambo wezemthetho uvuke ngolaka wakhweza olwakhe udaba emthethwandaba we-Supreme Court ephikisa isinqumo se-High Court. Mele isitudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.